Hello, folks, and welcome to this week's special episode of the Blow Call Show. On this week's show, we're going to be discussing the current Real Canadian Wrestling rankings going into tonight's show in Red Deer, along with a quick discussion on the RCW Training Center located in Edmonton. Also, my thoughts on the current list of injuries that have just come up in WWE. And I'm going to start the show off with my thoughts about the Deflategate report just released by Wells. All that coming up in just a moment here, folks, so stick around.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Come on, the three of you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend. I'm listening to a fucking song!
Alright, folks, let's get this show on the road. First of all, I want to let you guys know why this is a special episode of the Blow Call Show. I know a lot of you guys are swearing and cursing and hating the fact right now that you're not hearing the Wrestling Clarity with Andre C. Well, Andre C is a little under the weather this week, so rather than depriving you guys of our vocal talents, I decided to throw a Blow Call Show together. We've been saving up for a little while, and we will have both a Blow Call and a Wrestling Clarity episode coming up next week, so please stay tuned for that, and you ain't going to want to miss either one, folks, because I know Andre has a lot to say about the Leo Burke Cup, about the RCW Anniversary Show and Uprising that are coming up this weekend, and a lot of thoughts on the WWE right now. But before I get to the wrestling part of my show, I want to get into this whole Deflategate controversy and the Wells report that just came out. Now, for me not to be dismayed by reports like this, because let's face it, I ain't reading 243 pages. I've seen what the NFL Network has covered and all the sports channels have covered. To me, it's very simple. If it smells like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, I'm sorry, you're going to get told it's a duck. Tom Brady is in big trouble here. I know I've, through many experiences of my own, I've realized that it isn't what you determine to be the truth. It's what everybody appears to be the truth. As innocent as you may be or not be in a situation, the facts line up to show that you're guilty. This isn't a court of law where you have to be innocent until proven guilty. This is like in the states where they just sue each other. It just has to be probable that you're more guilty, that they're more innocent. And I'm sorry, Tom Brady, without had to get your cell phone to investigators as requested, even though everybody else did, as well as all the facts that are being lined up the way they are. I got a feeling Tom Brady is going to get suspended for this, probably 3 to 4 games. Not only is this a violation of the rules, but this is also a way that they could set a benchmark here that nobody is protected by the NFL. If you screw up, you're going to be dealt with appropriately. So I think he's going to get 3 to 4 games personally and a fine. The team's probably going to lose a draft pick or get fined as well. And those equipment managers are pretty much hooped and gone. So that I think everybody could expect. So, but what do you guys think about Deflategate and your thoughts on what the NFL should do with it? Contact me at theblowcallshow@gmail.com. My email is Mike the Ref, as I am Mike the Ref here. As well, we do have our Facebook page at facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. But with that, I don't want to get any more negative stuff because I got enough negative stuff on the go right now. Especially while we're dealing with these injuries that have just come up in NXT. According to PW Insider this morning, it's been announced that Hideo Itami is out of action with a bad shoulder injury and could be out 6 to 8 months. Folks, this is a big, big injury for these guys. He was supposed to be part of a three-way bout with Tyler Breeze and Finn Balor at the May 20th Takeover Special for the number one contendership for the heavyweight title. And combine this with Sami Zayn getting injured on Raw and Alex Riley being out of action as well with a knee injury, with his actual knee surgery is scheduled for today. This is going to start cutting back on the talent pool down at NXT. Now, I know they have a next man up mentality, but when you start taking your mid-carders and raising them to the upper level, what happens to your lower level of your card? And that's the one thing that NXT has been proving that they've had is a strong card throughout. I sure hope that Triple H can come up with some talent that could raise up into that mid-card level and provide that spark to maintain the momentum going until guys like Itami, Zayn, Riley can get back. I know they're popular. I know they're fan favorites, but we got to find somebody else to rally behind right now. And it looks like they're going to have guys like Breeze and Balor that are going to have to carry the heavyweight division along with Kevin Owens. I know they can do it, but they're going to have to string it along a lot longer than what they did before. And who else do you get from the mid card to come up? A big guy like Baron Corbin. You got Rhino, who has called out Baron Corbin yesterday on NXT. Could be a million guys that could come up, but we need people to fill up those spots down below so we have a good card throughout. I know Triple H is capable of doing it, but he needs the workhorses in order to supplicate those places. So let me know your thoughts, folks. I've already given you the information, so let me know what you think. But moving on from there, I want to get on to these rankings that I was mentioning about. Now, for those that are listening to my voice right now, the RCW Anniversary Tour is kicking off tonight in Red Deer at Festival Place with RCW Uprising. I know that Edmonton SPN is completely going down there. Myself, Andre C., the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, and the big guy Delmer are all making our way down to Red Deer for the show. It's going to be a hell of a show, highlighted by the heavyweight title match of Jesse Neal defending against PWA's own Michael Richard Blaze. Folks, that could have a possibility of being match of the year in Alberta this year. Hell, even in Canada with the way these two guys work. Can't wait to see it, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. As an added bonus for everybody, just to let everyone know, we have some activities going on right now that we're both helping out in MPW and RCW. I'm going to focus on the RCW one right now because the MPW one is just about in place. I will discuss that at a later date. But I got an opportunity to sit down with Jesse Neal and Steven Styles and commentate their last show in Edmonton. And it is available on DVD as of today. Contact www.rcwrestle, that's realcanadianwrestling.com, in order to purchase those DVDs. And I'll tell you right now, I had an absolute blast with those two guys. I had to try to be the serious one, while those two guys, let's face it, didn't. So, yeah, it bit of a gong show here. And as an added bonus on the DVD, you get to see the Edmonton SPN World Headquarters, at least a shot of it, and the beginnings of our set for the upcoming Blog Call video cast, which I plan on starting to do this summer. Details on that coming soon as well. But as I mentioned in our intro, earlier this month, I guess it was later last month, I sat down with the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, as well as the Wrestling Clarity's Andre C., and we discussed the new RCW training center located at Black Sheep MMA in Edmonton, as well as the current RCW rankings that came out just following last month's show, the Marie Washington Memorial Show. So here's the conversation I had with the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton and Wrestling Clarity's Andre C. on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey folks, welcome to a special edition here of the Blown Call here. basically, since I've been able to drag these two out to Edmonton SPN World Headquarters here, I figure I might as well use them for a few things.
Well,
here,
look at the headquarters are luxurious, sir. Luxurious.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You gotta love the leather couches in the foyer and the feature pictures up in the
I love the green curtains.
Temporary fix, folks. Temporary fix. Anyway, you can trust me, folks. Soon you're going to be able to see everything live as I'm going to be presenting videos soon here. But those details are to come at a later date. I am joined here by number three Montreal Canadiens fan, Andre C.
How am I number three?
Well, Jamie's number one and everybody else is number two.
Fuck Jamie. I'm more of a fan. He is. I went there to see them. Fuck him.
I see he hasn't changed since his trip to Montreal here.
Yes, I am Andre C. of the Wrestling Clarity.
And I'm also joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Yes, I am here.
Wow, the enthusiasm
is good. Well, you insult me. How enthusiastic am I supposed to be?
Anyway, folks, first of all, before we get going here, this special edition, we're going to be talking about the new RCW Training Center. We're
also going to
First of all, we're going to be talking about the RCW Training Center that just opened, as well as since RCW's brought out some rankings, we're going to discuss those.
Oh,
and we have some interesting thoughts on those.
Yay.
But before we begin, first of all, since I got everybody here as part of the group, I think we all want to send a big thank you to everybody who has subscribed to the podcast.
Yes.
And if you guys like it, please remember to, of course, click the like button, subscribe, and share it. Word of mouth is usually the biggest way to get the word out.
Yep.
I've been in contact with some rather decent some bigger TV celebrities in the last 48 hours, and they have mentioned they listen to it. They don't, because of rights and whatnot, I'm not allowed to use names at this moment here, so I'll leave it at that. I'll let these guys know after. But the big news, and these guys haven't heard this yet, I just updated our site just to see where we're being listened to. On top of previously being listed as being listened to in India, Thailand, Italy, the UK, and Sweden, along with the States and Canada, in the past week, we have had people from France, as well as parts unknown. Literally, it says parts unknown, right?
Everybody loves parts unknown.
So
supposedly, that's just north of in northern Saskatchewan.
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's supposed to be 50 miles north of Dudleyville, which is 50 miles east of Helatoon, I think it's called.
Yeah, wherever Diablo's from.
Yeah, exactly. So
and that's in northern Saskatchewan.
Northern Saskatchewan, nobody dares to roam. So I think everybody as part of a group would like to say thank you for listening to us and putting up with us.
Everyone who has listened to a podcast I have done, a podcast Mike has done, a podcast we have done as a group, which we have done a few of, I am very thankful to. This is just a new outing for me, and I'm glad people are responding positively to what I've done. I haven't heard any negative yet, and if you have some negative feedback for me, send it to me. I'll correct whatever the negative feedback that you have.
Brian, any thoughts?
Oh, I'm just happy to be here. I'd love to have the people listen to us. It's great. I mean, we're getting a lot of exposure, so keep on listening to us, people, and we love the worldwide exposure.
I'm just a loudmouth. I just wanted to put my opinion out there, and I'm glad people are at least giving me a chance and listening to my opinion. Thank you all.
And folks, just to give you guys a heads up, over the last few weeks, I have gotten some interest from a lot of wrestling people that want to do interviews with us. And details of those will be coming out as we are finalizing those situations. So,
if you haven't heard it already, the last two episodes of Wrestling Clarity feature my interview, part one from a couple weeks back, and last week's episode, part two of my interview with Fernetico, PWA Superstar,
as well as interviews with the likes of a gentleman that we all know and love as Chris Parrish has also been.
If you haven't listened to it, that was it came out on the first episode from March.
Very good interview, lots of information. You guys will learn a lot.
And we will have more coming up in the future. I have been in contact with a few people, so has Mike the Ref. So we hope to bring you lots more interviews with lots more interesting wrestlers in from the local area and hopefully from beyond.
And if anybody listening wants to be a part of the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, whether it's an interview with me or Andre, or if you have your own thoughts that you want to spew out, feel free to let us know. The email is edmontonspn@gmail.com. My Twitter account is at MikeTheRef.
And you can email me directly at WrestlingClarityPodcast@gmail.com.
And if you have any fan mail for the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton, you can send it directly to me at TheBlownCallShow@gmail.com because I am the official screener for all the love notes for the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton. I know I'm
He's
popular.
Got a big following, but I don't know if any of them are female.
Oh, sorry, boy. Folks. We'll try to find some way to make this sound better. Let's get to something where we haven't been able to talk about these yet, but I'm glad that we're going to now. It is the rankings that have just come out, updated as of this weekend
after the last RCW event,
after the Marie Washchuk Memorial Show.
Oh man!
Let's just say there's some interesting views on this. If anybody wants to see these, they are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. First of all, let's go right off the top here, folks. Let's go to our the RCW Canadian Heavyweight Championship rankings here.
Obviously, champion is now Jesse Neal.
After that win on over Slammer, it vaulted him right to the top.
But the one thing is, Slammer should automatically be number one, yes, because he has rematch clauses. I know Dick Richards is a British Commonwealth champion, and that gets him high in the rankings, but he's the former champion, should still be number one until he loses to the champion again.
I would agree there.
And seeing Bobby Sharp right now at number four,
easily could be number two.
Yes.
Like, or number three, if you put Dick Richards at number two and Slammer at number one.
Like, for me, having Andrew Hawks at number two right now, for people that haven't read it yet, well, I'll run it down really quick here. Dick Richards, number one contender. Andrew Hawks, number two. Bryce Slammer Sova, number three. Bobby Sharp, number four. Wavell Star, number five.
I don't even think Wavell Star should be in the top five right now. I know he's an impressive talent, but there are other guys who have been making much more of a presence in RCW that should be on that list.
Yes.
Number one, Slammer should be number one. Dick Richards, number two. Yes, he's a champion. He deserves to be high up on that list. It's just like the Intercontinental Championship. Your next step up is the RCW Championship. I agree with Dick Richards being high on that list. I do not agree with him being number one.
Yes, I would agree there. But I would kind of change it, though, to I'd put Slammer one. Then have Dick Richards 2, Bobby Sharp 3, Hawks maybe 4, but then you could put somebody else in the 5th spot because Wavell hasn't been there for a few months. I mean, put him there doesn't make sense. I mean, you got all these other guys that could just slide right in there. So,
but Wavell, he is a former champion.
That's true.
He only lost his title a few months ago,
yes,
and he is a dominant presence, and he's won every time he's been here. So I can see him being in there number five.
I see that too, yes.
I think right now that the way that these shows are set up, with the fact that they only have one a month, it'll take a while for a number five to get up into a title shot.
Yeah.
Slammer gets his rematch clause regardless, so sticking him at number three really doesn't
bother
me that much.
He's still the number one contender to that title, no matter what.
He's going to get his rematch regardless.
The only reason I don't agree with Dick Richards number one, because that means he should be challenging for the title next month, but he's currently holding a championship.
Now, the only way to fix that is to have Slammer taking on Jesse Neal next month. But we'll see how the infamous, mysterious Booker for RCW handles that. So
nobody knows who he is.
So moving on, we're going to go with the RCW British Commonwealth title, which is currently held by Dick Richards. Now, the top five, Andrew Hawks at number one, Tiger Ali at number 2, Scott Justice number 3, Mentolo number 4, and Leon Grayson number 5. Andre?
First things first, Bobby Sharp just did a countout match with him for the title. Bobby Sharp isn't even in the top 5. He should be number 1 on that list, in my opinion.
Yes, I would agree there.
This one here's got a few thoughts on my end. Number 1, I'm looking at this, and Scott Justice, how long has he been in the organization here?
Not very long.
It's
been here for about a year at least.
But we haven't seen him for that long.
That's true.
He's been he was in PWA, and then he came to RCW, haven't seen him until last.
But at the last show, he defeated 4 men who.
Yes.
Leon Grayson is in that list. He should if he's beaten, he's won that match. He should definitely be ahead of Leon Grayson. And remember, these are coming out after the Mirror's Oscar show, where he came out the victor in that 4-way match.
In my opinion, I think that Justice could fit into the number 5 slot there.
He has a win over Leon Grayson, whether he pinned him or not. He's a win over him. Technically, he should be ahead of Leon Grayson in any ranking, no matter what.
There are two guys in here that I think should be included in this list. And while I think Andrew Hawks is a hell of a talent, he hasn't wrestled singles for a while now. Which really makes me wonder why they got him ranked so high in the singles rankings
now. The CWE Championship, that's why.
Yeah. He is the
CEW Championship.
He is the CEW Champion, I get that. But what have you done here and what have you done for me lately?
Beat Dreamer.
Yeah.
He beat
Dreamer, what, 3 months ago?
And he beat another guy a couple months back for the title.
Yeah.
Was that Darren Corbin?
Yeah. So, I think he's primarily a tag team wrestler right now.
It's true. He's a tag team champion that should pull him out of any singles competition other than his title that he currently holds.
Now, the two guys that I think should be in this list, Bobby Sharp, of course, is one. We've already discussed that.
Guaranteed. He had that count-out match, the count-out with Dick Richards,
and
easily number 1.
A very unpopular talent, but one that has been taking on a high enough competition for me to put him in the lower half of this ranking would be Willie Saint.
He's losing. Loser, the more you lose, the farther he shouldn't be on any one of these lists. He is the biggest loser in that company and should not be on any list, because if you can't win, you don't get on the list.
With the match that he did have with Wave All Star,
I don't think he's won a match since he's been in RCW. And I'm happy about that, because I hate him. But he doesn't deserve to be on any list, in any company. He deserves to be the jobber to everybody.
I have one argument for that. And before I give my argument, I want to see what Brian thinks here.
What do you think of Willie Saint? Should he be on that list?
No.
You're talking about him not getting a win, but still being valued high up? I have two words for you. Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, but we're not talking WWE Rangers. And he's not ranked high right now either. And if you look at the Power 25, Ambrose ain't that high on 25. But Willie Saint, in a top 5 ranking system, if you can't get a win, you don't deserve to be in a top 5. In a top 25, as WWE runs theirs, sure, a guy, if he's winning enough singles non-main event matches, is Dean Ambrose is winning matches when if they're not for a championship, he still has won matches. But Willie Saint has yet to win. I don't think he's won a match yet in RCW, or if he hasn't, he's only won one. Because every time I've been there, I've seen him lose, and you do not know how happy that makes me.
Gee, we're not biased here at all, folks.
Not at all.
Maybe if he hadn't shoved me 2 shows ago, I wouldn't hate him so much. You shove me, you air my bad books until I punch you in the face.
All right, folks, I guess this audio testimony can be used in a lawsuit later on.
Sure, why not?
Anyway.
Touch me again, I will punch him. I'm telling you that right now.
Let's move on here, folks. We're going to go on to the CEW North Atlantic Heavyweight title, currently held by Andrew Hawks. Number 1 contender is Mentolo. Number 2 is Bobby Sharp. 3 is Tiger Ali. 4 is Leon Grayson. And 5 is Vince Austin.
I'm going to say this. In this ranking, I'm not really worried about it, because this title isn't defended regularly. It's when Hawks wants to throw a title match out there and get a singles match in every now and again. It's the only time he's defended. He's a regular tag team competitor. The ranking system for this title varies to me. But I just love the fact that his partner is number five.
Yes, that is kind of different to see that.
Well, the few things that I would like to see here. First of all, number one, I want Vince Austin as the number one contender because I want to see that match just for the hell of it.
Well, we got to see it a couple months ago. Vince and
that wasn't.
Come on, that was great, and it got Andrew Hawks into the finals.
That was how can you avoid each other for 10 minutes?
You still got Andrew Hawks versus Vince Austin. Whether they touched it didn't matter. You still got the match.
It sounds like a certain person's dating life here. So, Jesus.
Yeah, my dress.
Yeah, shut up. The only other thought I have is this one actually, to me, is rather spot on for the fact that Mentolo is the number one contender. This CEW championship is typically an Eastern title, and that means you have to wrestle in more than one company, and Mentolo has been doing
that. And Mentolo, if you watch, he's been going at it with Andrew Hawks in a lot of tag team matches. So it makes sense because he's come up ahead of Hawks a couple times in tag team matches by disqualification. And they actually beat him for the title a couple months ago, and they lost him the next night. But he's gotten wins over Hawks. So he has wins over a champion. He should be higher on that list. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree there.
So that list to me, it's pretty spot on. Bobby Sharp, easily number two. He's one of the best in this company. Easily number two for that title.
Yeah, basically when it comes to Bobby Sharp, any title that he really wants to go for, he can pretty much be listed in any list as the top contender, in our opinions at least.
All right.
From
tag team titles.
Tag team. All right, champions. Newfoundland Viking Rage, Brian's
personal team. My favorite tag team of all time.
Yeah, great tag team.
Love them.
In terms of the five contenders, number one is Mentolo and Alexander Prime.
They just came off a DQ win over the champions.
They gave them a win for their money.
That easily puts them in a number one position. I will agree with that 100%. They hold a win over the champions.
The number two entrant is essentially a team that's only been formed a couple months with Steven Styles and Moses Luke, known as the Dogs of War now.
If you put them in the number three position where Team Impact is, I'd agree with that list.
Yes, because Team Impact did fight them at the last show, and
I personally think this is another case of where Slammer's at right now, where you could put Team Impact wherever on that list because they have that guaranteed title shot that they were supposed to use at the Maria Washchuk show, which they didn't get to do, which we don't know the circumstances.
Which is just the Dogs of War can sit in number two without really affecting Team Impact because they can come to claim their title shot whenever they want.
The number four hole is held by Tiger Ali and Leon Grayson.
A team I've seen once. I know they've teamed in Calgary. I think is why they're on this list.
I've seen Leon work with some other guys.
Travis Cole that one time in.
Yeah. From what I've heard, Travis Cole is coming back in May, so
very, very good talent. I'd love to see him again in RCW. Yes.
If we could see that tag team of Cole and Grayson again, I would absolutely love it.
Very good team. And then number five, the First Family, Dick Richards and Zeref Metvic. I've never seen them tag.
Me neither.
I think that's a Calgary tag team.
I haven't seen them tag in Calgary either.
I haven't seen them. So right. I don't need. But from there, who are the other tag teams in RCW?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you got to look at. Outside of the top three in the champions in the top three in that ranking, there are no other real tag teams in there right now.
Yeah, because the only other tag team that might have been around was the new tag team that formed between Barricade and Mr. TKO. Unfortunately,
they lost. They don't seem to really lose.
But then Barricade turned on Mr. TKO. He destroyed him. So
yeah,
he basically gave him that avalanche.
So that that tag team was formed and it broke apart. So
while the tag team list, you really can't list them as five teams. I find
I say it's a top three in my opinion.
Three basically.
Any independent promotion, if you have three or four good tag teams, you're good for a while. And you can always rotate people in and out of those. And Now, for those that are reading the list online here, we're going to skip the next one and go to the last category there.
Most hated.
Now, the reason I'm doing this is because we want to talk about the other list on this list, because there's one guy in particular on here that we think is exactly on the wrong list here.
Dick Richards. I love this guy. Yes. We don't boo him anymore. Honestly, we don't boo him anymore. We just love chanting, "You suck dick," but we're doing it out of love. It's an appreciation for this guy.
And the thing is, we're not yelling it at Dick. We're yelling it at Thaddeus.
Thaddeus sucks dick. What it is. We love Dick Richards. Now, I absolutely think he should be in the top five for most popular.
The one thing I find about this list is, like, there's the one guy in the company that, while he is getting over to a point, his run with the heavyweight title seems to be over, or the heavyweight title fight, and that's Zach Mercury, listed at number one.
I honestly think Hawks and Vince should both be at number one, because, honestly, there's nobody more hated in that company than those two.
Yeah, like Hawks and
Austin. Other than Brian. Brian loves them, but other than those two, that company hates Andrew Hawks and Vince Austin. The fans of that company will hate them.
Absolutely. And you could even, if we went by Andre's interest, Hawks and Austin would be number two and three right behind Willie Saint, but...
Oh, Willie Saint's number one for most hated, because I hate that. But he doesn't deserve to be on any list.
But the thing for me is, it gets a reaction, and that's what counts. So,
yeah. Well, Willie Saints gets me ignoring him. That's what he gets from me.
Well, you got Mercury, Austin Hawks, Dick Richards, and then you got a manager, Thaddeus Archer, at number five.
It's hard to argue, though. The crowd hates this guy. Whoever he comes out with his dick, whether he's coming out with Medvedevic or whatever, the crowd hates him. He deserves to be on that list.
But I will say this. We definitely did get Thaddeus last show.
Yes.
In terms of a reaction out of him. He came out with Mechovich wearing a green suit, to which we continually, repeatedly reminded him that the pot of gold was down the road. just a leprechaun chant going out. Yes, I'm the one that started it. Thank you very much. And... I will say this, one of his top spots of the night was sort of inadvertent, but he got a real laugh out of him. He was having a problem checking, he was watching the match, and he was arguing with the ref about a call or something. I can't remember the exact details. So I told him, here, take my glasses, maybe you'll see better. So he grabs them and puts them on. And the real reason I gave it to him is because he had a bottle of water in his hand with a rag, because he was trying to hose off his wrestler. I want him to clean my glasses, to be honest with you. But he put on the glasses, gave the "what the fuck is this?" how strong they are, because they are strong lenses. And he threw them back at me. But I love the amount of heat that Thaddeus gets, and I personally think he should be a little higher on the list.
Well, especially, and I think his heat can transfer over to a lot of guys that can help. It's a Paul Heyman effect.
He's letting a Lance Storm wannabe actually have some heat, some proper heat.
The Paul Heyman effect. Paul Heyman, as much as they love him, they boo him, and people associated with him get booed. So...
All right, and from there, now that we've talked about the most hated and the fact that we want Dick Richards on the most popular list, let's go over the most popular list.
Don't agree with number one.
Number one is Jesse Neal. Number two is Slammer. Three is Tiger Ali. Four is Bobby Sharp. And five is Mentolo.
Bobby Sharp, number one. Dick Richards, Jesse Neal, number two. Dick Richards, number three. Slammer, four. And I don't care who's five.
For me personally, I could see, based on the last show, how Jesse Neal could be listed as number one.
Still think it's Bobby Sharp.
Well, because of the timing of the last show and how the matches were timed out, you couldn't get that reaction.
Bobby
got
screwed.
Because the crowd was not there. I could see...
Not their fault.
I could see Bryce falling right off this list right now, because...
He's having heel tendencies lately.
The fans are starting to see those heel tendencies. That's a good point. And he's not getting the same pop that he did earlier in his championship run because he's not the top guy in the match. When you're up against Jesse Neal, who is known as a top wrestler,
and an outside star who's been on TV, he's gonna get the bigger pop.
Against most of the other wrestlers on the roster, he might get that kind of pop, but not against Jesse Neal. And with him turning heel, I don't see as much heat coming from him right now. So
I don't think he's done enough to be a true heel yet. He has to do something to really turn himself.
But either way, I don't think the crowd's going to get behind it.
For the crowd to get behind him, if Slammer does turn heel, he needs to take out Jesse. And he has to do something to Jesse because he's one of the most... Him, the Jesse or Bobby or somebody that the crowd loves. Leon, maybe. But it has to be somebody the crowd absolutely loves.
Now, I don't like... I get it, the most popular guys. I do like some characters here. Tiger Ali, for me, is a bit of a confusion one of this.
Leon Bobby Grayson. Sharp, Jesse Neal, Dick Richards, Slammer right now, and then Leon Grayson.
I think Leon Grayson should be on this list. Yes.
He's getting great pops every night because his style's that damn good.
And every time you see him, he's getting better and better. That's
another man who you can call for this. He hasn't been around a while, but he's been around for the last couple of shows, and he's getting the crowd quite behind him, and that's Matt Ecstatic.
Yes.
Who's doing a great job, and the crowd's loving him.
Now, I look at Leon Grayson, and I think of a certain ECW run for a certain wrestler. Not that I'm going to say he's going to get to that level, but just reminding myself of the first match we saw him and that Coachy Clutch he threw on.
I'm
looking at the rise of CM Punk in WWE when he was in that ECW. Fans didn't know much about him, but they learned a lot about him in a hurry.
I think that's what's going to be him for Leon Grayson here in RCW. He's that good. He's technically sound. Like Coachy Clutch, like a boss. He has, every time I've seen him put it on, he's put it on perfect, hasn't made a mistake, and he's executing some of the best moves in that ring we're seeing, other than maybe Matt Ecstatic.
Yeah.
And the former RCW wrestler, Evan Adams, who was, I could say, number one probably on that list before he left.
They can still keep him on the list. He's going to get back here soon enough.
I hope so. I love Evan Adams. Evan, he was awesome.
Popular support will get him back here.
Hopefully.
The fans love him, so.
Yep.
But with that, folks, we're going to wrap up our thoughts on these rankings here. We are going to have them posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. If you have different thoughts, you agree with us, please let us know. Comments on the Facebook page are always appreciated.
Remember, these are not our rankings. These are RCW's rankings. As you've heard, I don't agree with a lot of them. Regardless, we will put RCW's rankings on our page if you want to follow that.
Yes, folks, we're definitely willing to listen to opinions, and we're definitely willing to give opinions on these rankings. I know part of the rankings committee, and I can see where they come up with certain points here, but we do have a lot of thoughts about changing, so feel free to get a hold of us on the Facebook page or EdmontonSPN@gmail.com. And you never know, we might bring up your comments on the air. But with that, we want to bring up one other topic here before I let these guys out of their cages and maybe give them some food and water here.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
That is the opening of a brand new training center in Edmonton. Jesse Neal is the head trainer of the Real Canadian Wrestling Training Academy now in Edmonton.
And you can find their ad on Kijiji, on the Edmonton Kijiji site now.
Your guys' thoughts on having a second training site in Edmonton?
Well, we had Monster Pro Wrestling, was this training school that's been established for a long time here.
It still is.
It still is. It's still running. Good school. I've seen a lot of good talent come from there. But with Jesse Neal coming in, he was trained by the Dudley Boys, two men who have their own training school, and they've trained a bunch of wrestlers. And Jesse, who's improved over the years since, has gotten great, and as Mike said, he's gotten to get a good appreciation of Jesse Neal. I've seen him wrestle over the years. I always had appreciation for his style. And you know he's going to have some good assistance there, probably for some other wrestlers in the company, hopefully. And I think it's going to be a good training school here in Edmonton.
Brian, your thoughts?
I think it's great to have two great wrestling schools, especially with RCW wrestling school starting up, and then you got the MPW school going. I mean, you got two great schools going, so a lot of inspiring people that want to be wrestlers can go to two different schools, you know, and learn from the best.
If one doesn't work out for you,
go to the other
one.
There's
another one there you can try.
So surely you'll get into what you want to do.
Yep.
Well, my personal thoughts are, guys, that the fact that we have a second training school in Edmonton is not only the variety that you'll get in your training, but also the fact that we have two in Edmonton. We have more spots available. Like, let's face it, the camps, regardless of what camp you have, you only have a certain number of wrestlers that you're going to be able to train there. So
at one time, yeah.
So if somebody wants to get into it and they don't have that ability to travel, say to go to Calgary or...
Calgary, you got Lance Storm, but again, I'll say this, he's a very good trainer, world-renowned. I know Shawn Michaels pushed him on a podcast at school. I know JR pushes his school. I know Stone Cold Steve Austin pushes his school. But it's very expensive, number one. Number two, you have to be... It's in Calgary, as you're going to have to be for any school. But maybe not everybody. Somebody from Edmonton can get down to Calgary to go train. Where here, you have two local schools. Now with the RCW training school with a former TNA superstar as a head trainer... I think it's going to be a big draw for that school on top of it all.
And the one thing I do like about this school and the other school, the MPW school, it's held at a combat club. Like the Monster Pro Wrestling Training Academy, it's the Beverly Bronx
Boxing
Club, which contains boxing facilities as well as an MMA ring and a wrestling ring.
Yep.
The new RCW training site is the Black Sheet MMA facility on the south side of Edmonton, which consists both of MMA and wrestling.
Not wrestling, yes.
So, I was talking with Jesse Neal over the last week about just an informal conversation, and the fact that he feels intense just by going into that facility. One of these days, I hope to get a tour of the site and just take a look at the atmosphere, see what the training's like.
I would love to observe a training session.
I would love that too.
I'm not, as much as I love pro wrestling, I've taken two bumps in my life, and I never want to take another bump again. I respect what those guys do. That's not what I want to be a wrestling broadcaster, not a wrestler myself.
I know myself, I've always grown up watching Gorilla Monsoon and Jim Ross and those guys, so... I'm a broadcaster. If I ended up going in the ring for one spot or something, maybe, but it's not something that's on the top of my list, but I think that more people need to get out and see what these guys go through to train to become the stars that they are.
I'll say this, I don't hide it that I'm a wrestling fan anywhere I go, anybody I talk to. And what a lot of people say, oh, it's that fake wrestling. And I correct people every time. I've watched people train. I've watched people get beat up in these rings and get hurt. It's not fake. The matches are predetermined. When a guy goes out there and gets picked up and slammed in that mat, don't tell me that doesn't hurt. It's real.
See,
exactly.
See, you guys just take the subtle approach. You talk to people about it. Me, I always carry a folding chair around with me. You hit them in the back. I hit them in the back, and I say, "Hey,
well, next time I talk to somebody, hide in the shadows. Let me talk, then come out and smack them with a chair."
Done. as long as it's a folding chair, so
folding chair, hard, thick metal.
Exactly. So. If anybody wants more information on the RCW Training Center, or the MPW Training Center for that matter, feel free to get a hold of us. We do have the contacts and the information to get a hold of people for you.
Also, for RCW, you can go to the Edmonton Kijiji site. They do have an article up for it.
which is also posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. But with that, this is the roundup of our special interview time talking about RCW. Want to thank the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
Thank you very much.
And Montreal Canadiens fan extraordinaire, Wrestling Clarity's host, Andre C.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike.
Yeah, I'll expect your payment after this.
yeah, right.
With that, this is Mike the Ref here saying thanks a lot for joining us. And discussion with the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton, as well as Wrestling Clarity's Andre C, in regards to the Real Canadian Wrestling Rankings and the Real Canadian Wrestling Training Center going into tonight's start of the anniversary tour in Red Deer at Festival Hall at 7:30. Tickets are still available if you're hearing this on the Thursday. Obviously, if it's Friday, you ain't hearing that. It'll be in Calgary on Friday. Check out the details on their Facebook page as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. Saturday, they're at the Evansdale Hall. I can't wait for this overall card, folks. Thursday's show is going to be highlighted with Jesse Neal defending his Real Canadian Wrestling Canadian Heavyweight Championship against PWA superstar and the one wrestler that Andre cannot live without, God's gift to wrestling, Michael Richard Blaze. Now, both of these guys should absolutely tear the roof off that place. And judging by the fact that Jesse Neal came off the balcony last show, I could just imagine what's going to happen here. One of the undercard matches that I'm looking forward to on this, and I know this isn't a very popular view with the general masses, I'm looking forward to the women's match. You got Shelly Martinez in town. You got Kat Von Hees and Bambi Hall all on the same team, taking on Violet, Kathy Cougar, and Giselle. Now, this is leading up to the inaugural RCW Women's Championship being decided in a six-way scramble on Saturday. The difference between wrestling in the indies and wrestling at the pros, I'm sorry, but I feel the talent in RCW and PWA when they bring in the women is a lot higher than what you see as training in WWE itself. NXT is a whole different ball of wax. They got some girls that could go there, just like they got girls that could go here in RCW. I cannot wait to see this match because I really do feel it is going to be a super match, a Mac Classic, if you will. But with that said, folks, I'm going to wrap up this show right now. But before I go, I want to give a shout out to a possible enemy of mine that's been coming up on Facebook, and I'm going to get into this on my next Blow Call show. This has come up since our broadcast of the Leo Burke Cup. And Maniac, if you're listening here, be careful what you wish for, boy, because I definitely do have a few responses to what you've been doing over the last few weeks here. So I'm going to get into that more on my next Blow Call show here, folks. I don't want to spoil the surprises here. So, but with that, I'm going to wrap this up, folks. And just remember, be nice to your refs because they do have a tough job to do. But they will come up with a blow call every once in a while. And this is the Blow Call with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast.